Alright, Boston man, what's the fucking crack, mate?
So, like, at what age did you start smoking weed?
No, we're gonna start with that.
No, obviously we have to start with a reflection on the format and what we want to do with this here audio file.
Well, I think it's nice if every now and then, when we're just talking, we can hit record and then make something out of it. Give it to people to listen to. Sometimes I think we say some interesting things, wouldn't you agree?
You know what this reminds me of? What you're saying now? Red and Link, ear biscuits.
Is that what they do?
That's so like their approach, and it's so us, like the two friends, and they're like, these are little nuggets for your ears, like, it's kind of like that, you know, like, but in a nice, it's very wholesome, you know, I like it.
Yeah, well, I mean, as we grow in this next couple of years.
I'm sorry, this is so loud, I'm just rolling a cigarette.
I think we're at a stage now where we're not making money, we're 22 years old, we have a couple things we enjoy to do creatively, both of us, and we probably hope to make money from those things.
Yeah.
So this might be
and like, nice, I'm like, yes, we really want to make money from those things.
Yeah. So this might be a nice documentation of that.
Yeah, for I sure. Think,
in the long term.
Yeah, for sure. I would say we're in like key stage 7 or 8 right now.
Compared to
like 3. Going from key stage 2 to key stage 3, that was like the end of high school, right?
Yeah, I'd say we're key stage 5, man.
We're only key stage 5?
Like, I've only gone to university. I haven't graduated.
Right.
I don't really have an income.
In that way, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Like, key stage 4, that's an actual thing, right?
I don't think. Maybe.
It sounds so real. Okay. No. Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
Let's say whatever. Key stage 5. Yeah. We're in key stage 5, and that's just the stage we're in right now. And it's a time of uncontrolled potential. I'll just say that.
Yeah, I'd agree. I had this inclination like last year where I really felt that whatever I was doing would really change where I am in like 9 months, 10 months.
Almost like getting pregnant.
Yes, with a new habit.
With a creative baby.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the thing. Everything we do is so delayed that if you really want to see the benefits of what you're doing, you gotta give yourself like a week, a month, to actually try to accomplish what you want to do. But anyway. Yeah, I was smoking a lot of weed. I was watching a lot of chess videos during that time.
Mm.
And I could feel myself falling into those habits. And when I'd have a cigarette, I'd feel guilty still rolling a cigarette. Because I was like, I'm not going to get addicted to tobacco. Not really. Nah, I can control this.
But then you did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of inevitable when you're doing it all the time.
Yeah. Mm. But I think this is a nice moment. Like, I just came out of at least a year. More than a year of no posts on Instagram.
Yeah.
And now I just posted again.
There we go.
And you just put up your first Etsy store.
Yes.
Dude, we're getting our money up, dude. Let's go.
Let's go. I put up the ad for the Etsy thing, but I don't have a poster yet. I put up an ad for a poster.
There's like all the professional mock-up. Like, it looks so real. The image of like your art on someone's wall.
Yeah.
And it's just another lesson in the...
It's just another JPEG, man.
It's the power of JPEGs, really. Like, the power of altered media. Like, you don't know what's real. don't know what's real. But it's not a scam, you know?
No, I'm going to try find a way to do it.
Yeah.
I was looking at Shopify. But I think I have to set up a whole website with them.
No,
a Shopify site rather than using them as like a manufacturer.
No, but you'll figure it out. You'll get it. I you know what? Fuck all. Should we swear?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck all this like internet quick whatever solutions. You're gonna find a nice company right here in the city. That's gonna give you a nice deal. It's gonna be high quality. No, like a local business relationship for producing your.
My graphic content. Well, I don't know, because a lot of businesses view it as something that isn't very important. So when you come in to actually do graphic work, they're expecting like I don't know, to not pay so much, and at least the people I've worked with in the past, they kind of just want to get the most amount done for the least amount of money. It's just like a service. But I'd love to get to the point where you're actually designing for a company with their...
Oh, and that, their, like a client.
Yeah.
No, but I was client. Thinking just a producer for your independent, like, store. Oh. That kind of relationship with like a, you know what I mean?
Right, okay, for supplying.
Like a print shop or something.
Yes. Yeah,
so or maybe this is you, like, this is where the real money's going to come from, and you're going to be telling this story, like, I wanted to sell my own art, but I realized there's no easy solution for up-and-coming graphic artists to, like, print their work, and that's what I got into, you know?
True. There must be someone who's done that already, mm-hmm. and I can capitalize on that.
Definitely. But there's print shops and whatnot anyway.
Yeah,
but yeah, but I like this idea, like, that we have whatever we do together, and we have our little things, like Jasper going off and being in the new Jackass movie, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, people just, like, do, you know, it's like you're part of some, like, a collective or whatever, and you have your own thing on the side. You haven't seen this, I really wish you would have watched it, but the Dave show, about the Lil Dicky.
Yeah.
There's a huge storyline about, like, the guy who makes his beats, and they're, like, best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time, they're just, like, struggling because he's becoming, like, the famous rapper, and he's kind of, like, not giving his friend the respect and all this stuff and, while he's making all the beats, right? Like, he's making it all possible.
Mm.
And then he goes off, the friend goes off, and has his own successful career. You know, he's like, I'm selling beats to other people now. You're not my main whatever artist anymore. And it's, like, a really interesting dynamic, I think. Yeah. Like they're both artists, you know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
But the show is really shows the ego of, like, Lil Dicky being like, yeah, like, you're not as important, you know?
Yeah,
but true. Then in the end, he is successful on his own anyway. That was the whole thing.
Yeah, I say being a music producer is really hard because there's so many to choose from, and they're all kind of gravitating towards this queen bee of a rapper, where so much of the music that we listen to comes from the beats and the music you're listening to.
Yeah, the vibes over, like, whatever, lyrical, miracle, spiritual content. They're, like, that's for so long already now. That's not really the main thing, whatever, you know? Like, that flute is more important than whatever my ass got. Or, you know what I mean? Like, that's the trend.
Yeah, true. But as well as that, like, artists... It's
the vibes.
I guess sell it. They like the marketing for it. That they like the packaging, the piece de resistance.
True.
That everyone kind of comes for. But there also been producers who, like, market themselves in a way. And yeah. Especially with, like, producer tags and stuff now, you know? You hear that Metro Boomin producer tag, you know what the beat's by. And it's also enhanced by that.
True.
So that's kind of been new,
I think. But it makes me feel like, I'm listening to something real commercial when I hear one of those producer tags.
Yeah, but is there anything really wrong? I mean, I don't know. It depends how...
I still like to think that some of the stuff I listen to is, like, underground and stuff. It's probably not, but...
Yeah, true. Even, like, 21 Savage now. I was going to bring him up as, like, an example, but he is very commercial. But when I hear, you right. know, that producer tag on one of his tracks, I know the kind of track I'm going to get. And I'm psyched about it.
Yeah, it can get you, like, psyched as well, definitely. Yeah, when you hear it. But I don't know, just something about that. It was so funny. I put on that the song, like, the 2 Chainz motherfucking right, and Daria was like, "What's that, Mike Will something? I've heard that." She's like, "I know that. What is that?
Yeah.
What is that? I heard that." And all these, like, memories of songs came back to her.
True.
And she had no idea what is that. But I remember being her. I remember when I first found out, like, "Oh, that's a producer tag. That's what they're actually saying." It's like this cool thing. It's like a studio logo in front of a movie. Like, that's almost, you know how exciting, you know, when you see the Universal dun dun.
True. Dun,
like, it really gets you hyped for that movie.
Yeah, exactly. And it also makes me think of, you know, when you're listening to, like, royalty free music, and then they have that thing over it, like, Jungle Beats. Free beats.
Audio Jungle.
Audio Jungle. Yeah.
Dude, we should put that all over this, just whatever the name of the podcast. Just, like, you gotta pay the 99 cents on iTunes to get that.
If you want to clip it,
yeah,
post it on Instagram.
But also so much like that, I don't know, it gets me thinking about kind of something else that's more of a thing in video, no? But in general, I think with all the commercialism of everything, it's kind of like the kind of trailer element, and now YouTube videos and stuff, they'll put like the exciting clip in the intro, you know, like stay tuned for this later, kind of like TV actually
for movie trailers.
Right? It reminds me of movie trailers, but like YouTube videos, they'll put like whatever, a hot take that's like 40 minutes into the video at the start to like stay tuned for this. And podcasts do it as well with their clips channels, but also just coming up on this episode, and they put like the moment where they're laughing like crazy.
True.
You know what I mean? Like everything, and it's just trying to get you hooked. I'm just thinking out loud of like what that would be for us, like whatever moment later on where we're like got the juicy scoop or whatever, you know, like the
true
exciting thing. And
which
like,
one goes at the front?
Yeah, you put that at the beginning. To get people hooked.
I also saw that for actual movie trailers, where for the trailer, right, they have a 4-second thing in the beginning, and then the logo of the movie, and then the trailer. A trailer within the trailer.
Yeah, because you gotta get people hooked.
Yeah, no one's gonna sit there for a minute and a half. What the fuck you mean?
Yeah, it'll be like, it'll be like, what would it be? Like some one-liner like, are you coming to the dark side? And then like, Universal, Star Wars, this November.
Yeah.
And then, dude, The Force Awakens was such a... I'll always remember my English teacher having a screen... Not even like a screenshot from the first trailer. That was a shot of these like X-Wings flying low over the water.
Mm-hmm.
He had that screenshot as his wallpaper on his computer. He'd be like presenting whatever. He'd be teaching us.
Yeah.
And it would be there. And I was like, wow, people are so invested. Like, he was hyped, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine taking a screenshot of a trailer and making that my background. Like, holy shit, this movie is coming, dude.
And we've probably done that, but through music. Or right. Through, like, you with Chance the Rapper.
True.
Back when, like, you were 16. Big Brother Chance.
Big Brother Chance, dude.
Chano.
Oh, my God, yeah. But Chance, I don't know, man.
Just wait for the next album.
I don't know.
He's just being an artist. I know his last album... was a mixed bag. But it was a mixed bag of goodies. Nah, it was okay. It's just not... It wasn't cohesive at all.
No.
Well, I don't know.
And he's been cohesive in the past. Like, true. Acid Rap is real cohesive, like, in terms of vibes.
Coloring Book as well. Very such cohesive. A succinct sound.
Yeah.
Ooh, it reminds me of... what's J. Cole's album that we've been listening to?
Forest Hills Drive? Yeah, what's it called?
The Burning.
Applying the Pressure. Damn, what's the album called? Oh, Off Season.
Off Season, yeah. That's such a cohesive sound for me,
Off Season. But you know, I heard this, remember when we were at the Holi celebration?
Mm-hmm.
And you went to play football with those guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like the biggest JBL, like the fattest JBL. And they were playing some, I heard it while I was walking into the bushes to go pee. I heard like, Cole World. Like, it's a Cole fucking world.
Cole
and I was like, and already before that, I heard some of the song. I was like, ooh, this sounds good. I like this song, you know? And anyway, these guys. And later, I found it in my Discover Weekly. It's just like the new, it was like Dreamville featuring J. Cole, whatever, this new song. All this to say, I put it in my playlist. Then I was in a totally different setting and the song came on. And especially amongst all my other music, it suddenly seemed so, like, hard. Like, all my other songs were so chill and, like, new. And he came in with this, like, old school...
kind of aggressive. Fucking,
we came up from the bottom, whatever. Yeah, kind of aggressive. And everyone was like, ooh, this is... they were, like, making fun of me. Like, oh, you really listen to this? Like, this is so... this is hard. I listen to hip-hop.
They were making fun of you?
Yeah, they're just like laughing at me, but I was laughing as well because it didn't fit the rest of the playlist so much.
Yeah,
and I don't know, I didn't realize Cole was like that, but he is, I guess.
That calls back to the producer tag thing as well. Cole World.
That's Cole fucking World. But yeah, I don't know. I never realized. Like, I always thought he was just. I saw him as such a young buck, and now suddenly he's this old head. Like. I don't know when that happened.
You know it. Yeah, he's like a guru now. He's like a rap guru.
Yeah.
Who, he was saying he hasn't get it to, hasn't gotten the recognition he deserves. Right.
I guess not. No, it still really isn't in a way.
Lyrical master.
Yeah.
Which he is, man. The amount.
He's like, of course I'm trying to revive a sport that's dying, and it's like, whoa, dude, it's a fucking sport. But yeah, but I guess it is.
A dying sport Yeah, I don't
like think... the sport of like real lyricism.
True.
But I don't think it's dying. I think you just have to look a little harder to find it.
Yeah, you do, but it's also been commercialized like crazy.
But the commercial stuff, like, generally isn't lyrical.
Yeah. And it's also there, I guess, like, alongside all of the true rap that exists, you know? It's not like all of the true rap fades and all is left is commercial rap. It kind of comes along with it. And maybe even everything has grown so much that in proportion it feels like it's all commercial.
But yeah, there's probably, but really there's just many different areas now, like many different sub-games.
True. And like, yeah, a lot of SoundCloud rap sounds like shit and isn't lyrical. But as well, it's like, it's of the people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's from us, for us.
Yeah, but there's nothing very from us, for us about like someone blowing up and then dying off. Like, that's very... I guess it is. It's like the 15 minutes of fame. Oh, I keep thinking... I forget who said it now.
Like Jeff Papers?
Yeah.
Nice.
This quote from like... It's from like last century. Someone said this of like, everyone will get their 15 minutes of fame. Like in the new world, everyone will get their 15 minutes of fame. Like for real. And we're really seeing that now.
Yeah. Yeah, true. That's what why did I, who, that's what? Why I don't want to pop off early, man.
Dude, fucking smoke perp. Have you seen that?
You gonna pop off early? smoke, yeah, dude.
That video from like last week or whatever of like his show. No. And there's no one there.
No, I didn't see that.
It's crazy, dude. And now everyone's making their analysis video of like why Smoke Perp fell off or like how he sabotaged his own career.
You could see it. You could see it happening in real time.
Yeah.
So even when he quote unquote popped off. I didn't realize why we were watching him on what's that sneaker show by Complex?
Yeah.
Sneaker shopping.
Yeah.
I was like, who is this guy, man?
Yeah, but he's just that guy. He's just another guy. But like,
I'm that guy.
I'm that guy. But in 5 years, he's not going to be around. Like, or yeah. You know what I mean? No one is going to do an interview with him in 5 years. That's what... Only to be like, so you got into organic weed farming now? Like, what, remember when you were famous for a bit?
See, I don't think he's gonna diversify that much.
True, that would be like the best outcome.
Yeah, he should have diversified already.
Yeah, true.
Buying all the jewelry.
Dude, this is becoming the real. This is like the hip hop, real hip hop talk.
Yeah, we with the Breakfast Club.
Come join.
Swayze Morning.
Two white boys to discuss hip hop.
Yeah, you see, that's the thing.
Dude, that's it. I just got it. I faked my laugh a little bit there, but that's the clip that we're going to put at the beginning. Like, haha, two white boys. Boom, we got them hooked. Where's this going to go?
When's the hip-hop coming?
They seem self-aware. Huh?
This is real meta. Yeah, that's the thing as well about, like, putting this out on the interwebs. Now we get to be dissected by anybody.
Yeah, now someone can be in the comments like, ooh, did he just unironically say interwebs? Like, that was ironically funny 3 years ago.
Who is this guy? What the fuck? Why am
I... But I noticed... You know what came out today? A new Nardwar with Tyler, the Creator.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if you've seen it.
I have not.
But,
back on the
this is me on way too much, like, analysis for sure, but he said something that I know is... That was like a quote... It's like a meme or whatever from, like... years ago, and seeing him say that, who is someone who is like creating so much new shit all the time, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
it was interesting. Like, no one can keep up. Like, everyone has their, is still saying the same old joke, whatever, that died years ago, you know, like the internet version of whatever. Like, that's not cool anymore. In real life, people are obviously saying that shit all the time. Oh, I remember what he said yes. Like, I whatever, ironically or not, I don't know.
Yas. Yas.
Yeah, YouTube rewind. It's rewind time. Yeah.
We don't really have many catchphrases, do we? I used to say, don't fret.
You really used to say, don't fret. No, but you've had many things you say and that I then took over, or the other way around, or whatever. I took over those speech patterns, like... Hell yeah, from friends and all this stuff. And they were getting it from like iDubbbz or something off YouTube. And you say fact.
True.
Facts. No, you said true. True as well. True is another one. I picked that up from someone I was around a lot.
I used to say truly a lot.
True. Yeah, truly.
Truly.
Truly, yeah. Truly is very, like, wishy-washy, contemplative, like, oh, truly.
Very much so.
Oh, indeedly.
We mustn't.
I used to say may.
We mustn't.
I used to say mayhaps a lot.
Mayhaps, yeah.
Oh, mayhaps.
Also, wild instead of crazy, which I kind of appreciate.
Wildin?
No, I used to say, oh, that's wild, instead of that's
oh,
crazy.
Oh, wild, yeah. That's the one you called me out on. Mm. You were like, when did you start saying wild?
Stop this.
But there's many... I'm just imagining someone, I'm imagining like talking to my dad now, and he's like, yeah, no cap, no cap. Or something like that.
Yeah, say less, say less.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Oh, fucking bruh, or like yeah. Bet. Yeah, bet.
Bet.
Bet, dude, I saw this video, like, oh, fucking reels, dude. I can't, it's like brain worms, honestly. Like, I can't not think about these reels. But I saw this reel, this guy, he's like, yo. This white guy, right? He's like, yo, I cracked the code for real. He plays whatever a song he produced, whatever. And then he's like, oh, no, man, I'm tripping. Or something like that. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm just like, I whatever. I don't know. We're not American. But for me, looking at that, I'm just, it feels so weird. I'm like, does he really talk like that? But then when it's fucking, what's that guy from the North Hollywood? The guy who also plays in... yeah. Euphoria.
Yeah.
Angus Stone. Is that his name? No, Angus Cloud.
It's because he's cooler with it, man.
That guy, when he's... Oh, there's a great clip of him on a red carpet, man, where people are like, so what are your plans for the future? He's like, I don't know. He's like, what are your plans? Yeah, for like the future. He's like, probably go, you know, talk to some people, get a few drinks. He's just like, not giving up any information. It's so good.
But that's probably the truth as well. You know?
Yeah.
He's just coming with the truth.
No, but he's also like, he's clearly guarded, you know? They're like, so, was it emotional for you becoming famous from out of nowhere? He's like, I don't know. Like, but you know what I mean? Because they're trying to juice him already for whatever story.
Yeah, but it seems like he's just an authentic guy, and that's an authentic response. Because he probably thinks, like, what is this weird energy this person is coming at me with? Like, what is this gimmick?
True. Like Jim Carrey as well on some of those clips.
But he's...
Like, none of this matters.
Man, no, he's off the rails.
He's off the rails, for sure. But some of those interview... The way those... Some of those, like... Yeah, TV station, whatever, interview people talk, it's like they're... Like, those Russell Brand clips really illustrate that. Like, they're not real people. They're just not acting like humans. Yeah. They're like, okay, what a strange thing for you to say.
Awkward.
All right. Or like Kanye on Ellen, you know? Suddenly, they're all plastic.
But also, that's beyond acting like a normal person. He just stands up, Ye is in the building. Put your hands in the fucking air right now. And then when he's playing, he's playing that three-second game after.
We mustn't.
We mustn't.
Oh, he plays the three-second game?
And then he's like...
I don't see them.
And then it's like, name three hairy things. He's like, balls, balls, balls. And he like looks off and doesn't hit the buzzer.
Yeah.
He's really on.
He's like, I'm not committing to your format.
Man, I went down a YouTube rabbit hole searching about him.
Jimmy Fallon rabbit hole.
No, Skeet Davidson. Pete Davidson.
Oh, man. You went down the drama hole.
Yeah, and even onto like Machine Gun Kelly and him.
No! Machine Gun Kelly is returning to rap. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't.
Fuck, dude. Anyway.
But it was them doing their lie detector test for like Vanity Fair.
Yeah.
That's how far down. And
oh, I've seen that actually. I've actually seen that.
Yeah. And I was thinking now, Pete Davidson is going out with Kim Kardashian and Machine Gun Kelly's going out with Megan Fox.
Yeah.
And I'd say at some stage they had some conversation where they were like, hey man, who's your celebrity, who'd you want to be with if she was a celebrity or whatever? Celebrity crush. And they probably said those two names.
True.
And look at them now.
Yeah, look at them now. But it's also like weirdly like skinny, tatted boy season or something. And like they're kind of, arguably they're both kind of like the trophy boyfriend because both of their female... whatever counterpart are more famous, right? More famous and older, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's true.
Like some I don't know what to call it even.
Mm-hmm.
Some young meat. No, I'm trying to think like some young. No, they just.
They're boy toys, man.
Don't put that in. Yeah, boy toys. Works, yeah.
I think Britney Spears has one too. Do you want to get the 2 Chainz song for our outro.
Yes, dude, that would be amazing.
Let's do it.
We're not gonna run into copyright issues.
And the next one with my new song on Spotify.
So ooh, yeah, I like that.
People can go
listen. Did we do half an hour already?
Yes.
Now that's crazy.
Hell yeah.
That's hard, Mike. That's hard. Hey,
thanks for tuning in, guys.
Yo, it's been a real one once again.
Alright, well, we'll be back next week.
Stay hip hop.